Jose, what on earth can you say after that?
And I'm very disappointed because I didn't recognize my team. Normally we compete in all game, and some moments we have always good moments in the game. We are solid, more solid than what we showed today. Can create opportunity and even in the contents we were always present. Today we were nowhere, and we were more spectators that really part of a game, and so it's a big disappointment for me. We knew before the game that of course Reading regarding his situation has to react, but as I told you the last game, maybe we can take advantage of this situation by frustrating them, but we were just not able. And we can speak about the players missing, the change that I have to do. Of course there is some impact, but I want to think about the other one who were on the pitch, and hopefully they are not all in the same situation, because the player with experience most of the time they do their job, but the other one was to be lucky to be part of the championship and giving 10 times more that we were able to do it before. So today we miss of the basic thing, and we know that in our situation we have to do much more than the other team individually, collectively, to get some result. And if you do less, you're punished as we were punished today.
You must be particularly disappointed about the quality of the goals you conceded.
Sure, but it's just the reflect of all the game. I mean, even in Huddersfield, we have some good moments, we have a reaction, and but today, now I didn't feel that we have at any moment of the game, let's say the team spirit or the belief. And I repeat, I know that some of the players give us a lot of energy, as Tony McMahon, of course. We're still missing Juan Oriol. And when we miss other players, and certainly the activity of David Perkins in the midfield, we miss a lot, but it's not an excuse. We cannot base a team on three, four, five players. It's more than this normally. So, yeah, it's I repeat, a big disappointment.
How long can you go on putting a team out in the championship at this level, which is short of the quality that you know is needed?
You know, the story is still the same. When we spoke and we get some good results, sometimes close to get a good result or getting a good result, not often, of course. I never thought that we were ready to compete for all the season. So sometimes when you add frustration after frustration, you can be, let's say, you can be in this situation, and at the moment it's quite difficult. It's not at all an excuse, because we have to do much, much, much better today. But I know that when you can get a result and you don't get this result, with giving maybe 100 and more than 100%, it means that you miss something. So that's why it's so difficult. You know, I'm not a dreamer. I just see the reality. I see what we try to put in place. I see which kind of context, and certainly which kind of spirit we would to put in the team, because I know that it's based on also on this. So I'm always hoping for better days and a big reaction the next game. But I repeat, now we have the problem of yellow cards. I mean, we have to face with some long again injuries, and one of the key player, because problem of administrative paper as Cubero, and after we can say that he has no play until now with Blackpool. So it's too much certainly, but okay, that's the situation. So we have to find a solution in the dressing room, even it's very difficult.
But what about a solution outside the dressing room? It's clear to all of us that you need quality players.
Yeah, I know, but I think that the question has to be asked to the man able to solve the problem. I repeat, I would be happy to get a good result today and to go until the end of the season with this group and saying well done every time and getting some result. But the reality now, after many games and after competing with different kind of opponent in different situation, I mean, with one player missing, two, three, show you something. So I think everybody is able to see. But it seemed to be difficult to be agree on the reality.
Are there any plans for you to meet with the chairman?
We'll see. I'm not really the decider. I mean, so I will not repeat what I repeat all the time. I mean, I'm really, you know, I'm always looking and expecting getting further with the group, just making them better by driving them with the staff, by working, by everything. But at the moment, as today, nobody can be happy. The player, the staff, the fans, because I have many thoughts about the fans who can also be disappointed. And I hope one thing, that the next game they will still be behind us, because we need them for sure. And for the rest, we'll see what tomorrow can bring.